story begins on the 4th of July, the day of hope, independence, and promise in America. This story ends with a scrap of paper and five penciled words, "Dear hearts and gentle people." It is the story of Stephen Foster, his life, and his music. It is July the 4th, 1826, the 50th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Celebrations for the golden anniversary of the United States of America are going on in the streets on the west side of the Allegheny River. Hooray and hurrah and cannons and crowds and cheers. And in a hilltop cottage 2 miles distant, but within earshot of the noisy celebrations, Eliza Foster welcomes her ninth baby. 12:30, July the 4th, Stephen Collins Foster is born. Looking back now at Stephen's childhood and boyhood, you try to fit the pieces together and discover what it was that led him to become America's troubadour. Learning and school days? You read from the same primer that Stevie had and you get a clue. For he learned his alphabet by repeating these jingles. A. In Adam's fall, we sinned all. B, C, D, and so on all the way up to Z. Z. Zacchaeus, he did climb the tree his blessed Lord to see. The jingles and the rhymes, they may have helped. And as Stephen graduates from grade to grade, you learn that he's a good student, studies well. Now it is 1847. Stephen Foster is 21 years old. The sewing machine has just been invented. The first 5- and 10-cent postage stamps with the portraits of Benjamin Franklin and George Washington go on sale. And the war with Mexico over Texas has come to an end. In Pittsburgh, on Wood Street, Andrew's Eagle Ice Cream Saloon is doing a land office business in cakes, confections, and ices. Andrew's is not just an ordinary ice cream parlor. You can see a real show there. Admission is free, except for a 10-cent ticket which you can use to buy something to eat. You sit at small tables, and on the stage in front of you is a piano, singers, and entertainers.
Sad and dreary everywhere I roam. Oh, darkies, how my heart grows weary, far from the old folks at home.
All of this would be hardly worth remembering, except for the fact that on the 11th of September, 1847, a group of vocalists at Andrew's Ice Cream Saloon sing a song written by Stephen Foster, a new song never before given to the public. Oh, Susanna.
I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee. I'm going to Louisiana, my true love for the sea. It rained all night the day I left, the weather it was dry. This sun's so hot, I froze to death. Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, oh, don't you cry for me. I've come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee.
3 months later, January 1848, gold is discovered in California at Sutter's Sawmill. Thousands speed to the Gold Coast with picks, shovels, dishpans, and skillets. The gold rush is on. Stephen Foster's Oh, Susanna becomes the theme song of the 49ers. This is how they sing it.
Oh, California, that so glad for me. I'm bound for Sacramento with a washboard on my knee.
It's a wonderful song, so catchy that all America is singing Oh Susanna before they even realize it. The tune travels far and wide. It's sung in Mexico.
Oh, Susanna, no llores, por favor. Pues yo vengo de Alabama con mi bajo, mi primo.
In Germany.
Oh, Susanna, oh, weine nicht für mich. Ich komme von Alabama mit mein Banjo auf dem Knie.
In France.
J'arrive d'Alabama, mon banjo sur les genoux, et je vais en Louisiane pour voir ma grosse nounou. Le soleil était si chaud que j'étais gelé jusqu'au bout. Il pleuvait à grand fracas, Susanna ne pleure pas.
And in sunny Italy.
Oh, Susanna, oh, non piangere per me. Benvenuto dall'Alabama con la mia chitarra al braccio.
And even the Greeks have words for it.
Reo Susanna, mina clesesi, es ma papina Alabama, me mandellino stigni mire.
Although the fame of Oh Susanna spreads from Indiana to India, the name of the composer is almost unknown. Because Stephen Foster sells his songs to the minstrels who sing them, their names appear on the sheet music. However, the next year, Foster does come in for mention in a local newspaper. It's a very short paragraph. It begins, "Married in Pittsburgh on Monday evening the 22nd by Reverend T.H. Lyman, Stephen C. Foster and Jane D. McDowell, daughter of the late Dr. A.N. McDowell." Dr. Andrew McDowell, Jane's father, was a well-known physician who once had even taken care of the famous novelist Charles Dickens. And also in the McDowell household is an elderly Negro called Joe. He's been with the family for years. Old Joe has watched Stephen and Jane through their courtship. He was always ready to please, always full of smiles and good humor. "Someday I'm going to put you in a song," Stephen told old Joe. And one day he did.
Gone are the days when my heart was young and gay. Gone are my friends from the cotton fields away. Gone from the earth to a bed.
Wasn't the first of Stephen's inspirations, nor the last. Perhaps the composer was most inspired by his wife, Jane, to whom he wrote 5 songs. Best loved and best remembered of them all is the tender love song,
"I dream of Jeannie with a light brown hair, born like a vapor on the summer air. I see her tripping where the bright streams play, happy as the daisies that dance on her way.
many were the wiles, notes her merry voice would pour. Many were the blithe birds that warbled the more. I dream of Jeannie with the light brown hair, floating like a vapor on the soft summer.
Yes, his songs are inspired by those he loves, but also by the places Stephen Foster remembers. In Bardstown, Kentucky, stands an old southern mansion called Federal Hill. Now, there's a legend that Stephen Foster was once a guest in this house, built in Revolutionary days. An unforgettable place, standing well back of a beautiful lawn, the summer air scented with the perfume of many flowers, the driveway lined with tulip trees and maples, a southern plantation of such beauty that it isn't hard to imagine that a young composer from the north might have written a song about it.
We will sing one song for the old Kentucky home, for the old Kentucky home, far away.
We will sing one song for the old Kentucky home, for the old Kentucky home, far away. Home. That's where Stephen's heart was. And that's the theme of so many of Stephen Foster's songs. Perhaps the best known of all is The Old Folks at Home. Most folks remember it by its opening line, "Way Down Upon the Suwannee River." Stephen completes this song when he's 25 years old. That is, he almost completes it. There's just one word missing. So he visits his brother Morrison for advice. "What's a good name of two syllables for a southern river?" Stephen asks. "I want to use it in a new song, but all I can think of is the Peedy River." Brother Morrison suggests Yazoo. But "Way Down Upon the Yazoo River" doesn't seem right to Stephen. They both open a map of the United States and in a few minutes find just the right name. That of a little river in Florida which empties into the Gulf of Mexico. The Suwannee River.
Way down upon the Suwannee River, far, far away. There's where my heart is burning ever. There's where the old folks stay. All up and down the whole creation, sadly I roam. Still longing for the old plantation and for the old folks at home.
You know how often people say, an artist is rarely appreciated in his own time? But in Stephen Foster's case, it was different. A look into a journal written over 100 years ago proves it. "Old Folks at Home," it says, is on everybody's tongue. Pianos and guitars groan with it night and day. Sentimental young ladies sing it. Sentimental young gentlemen warble it in midnight serenades. Young bucks hum it. Boatmen roar it. All the bands play it. Amateur flute blowers agonize over it. Street organs grind it out. Stars carol it on the theatrical boards. The chambermaid sweeps and dusts to the measured cadence of "Old Folks at Home." The butcher's boy treats you to a strain or two as he hands in the steaks for dinner. The milkman and on and on. Popular isn't the word for it. But the irony of it is that this song, Foster's most famous one, didn't even have his name on the music.
The Camptown ladies sing this song, doo-da, doo-da. The Camptown racetrack 5 miles long, for doo-da day. I come down there with my hat caved in, doo-da, doo-da. I go back home with a pocket full of tin, for doo-da day. Trying to run all night, trying to run all day. I bet my money on the bobtail nag, somebody bet on the bay.
Camptown Races is also the kind of a song that everyone sings, not knowing who wrote it and, what's more, not caring. It was like most of Stephen's music, remembered as folk songs, the music more important than the composer.
The long-tailed fly and the big black horse, doo-da, doo-da. They fly the track and they both cut across, for doo-da day. The blind horse sticking in a big mud hole, doo-da, doo-da. Chain touch bottom with a 10-foot pole, for doo-da day. Trying to run all night, trying to run all day. I bet my money on the bobtail nag, somebody bet on the bay.
Why don't you join in and sing Camptown Races? It is 1852. Foster is 26. People are reading The House of Seven Gables and Moby Dick, and another book just published, Uncle Tom's Cabin. Americans, thousands of them, are paying 25 cents a copy for the music to Stephen Foster's latest melody, a song that wasn't easy for him to write, a song which he rewrote and rewrote many times, Masses in the Cold, Cold Ground.
Where the ivy am a creep, o'er the grassy mound, there, O mother, am I sleeping, sleeping in the cold, cold ground. Down in the cornfield, hear that in the cold, cold ground.
Masses in the Cold, Cold Ground sold 74,000. My Old Kentucky Home, 90,000. And Old Folks at Home, more than 130,000 copies.
Happy hours away.
Beautiful Dreamer is supposed to be his last composition. It proves that Stephen Foster was still the master of song.
Beautiful Dreamer, wake up to me. Starlight and dewdrops are waiting for me. Sounds of the rude world, heard in the day. Lulled by the moonlight, have all passed away. Beautiful dreamer, queen of my song, list while I woo thee with soft melody. Gone are the cares of life's busy throng. Beautiful dreamer, awake unto me. Beautiful dreamer, awake unto me.
Our story is almost over. It has traveled over many years, many miles, hardships and troubles. But the music you have heard takes but one direction. It is all homeward bound. For Stephen Foster loved the home and the family so very much that he couldn't help repeating his love again and again in his songs. When you hear Stephen Foster's songs next time, remember they're really the biography of a composer, the echo of a man. If you understand his music, you can't help understanding Stephen Foster. Stephen Foster passed away on January 13, 1864, in a ward in Bellevue Hospital, New York. Besides the many immortal songs he bequeathed the world, in a little purse containing 38 cents, he has left us a scrap of paper on which is written, "Dear hearts and gentle people." And so Stephen Foster dies, carrying with him that unborn song. In Pittsburgh, at the funeral, the Citizens Brass Band plays two songs, "Come Where My Love Lies Dreaming" and "Old Folks at Home."